Welcome to Prophecy Today with your Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Our goal at Prophecy Today is to reach the world with the news that Jesus is returning soon and to encourage Christians to live a pure and productive life in light of His imminent return. Jimmy, tell us what we can expect from today's broadcast.
Jay, today we begin a new study on the subject of angels. This is one of the most fascinating studies that I've ever done, and I hope our friends will be blessed by our look into the book, into the Bible, on the subject of angels. I must remind everyone of the importance of angels at the first coming of Jesus Christ, and they're even more a part of the second coming of Christ back to the earth. In fact, the most used word in the book of Revelation is angel, or its plural, angels. Therefore, we'll begin our study on angels in the book of Revelation, chapter 1.
Thank you, Jimmy. And now our Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung.
Take your Bible and let's go to the book of Revelation, if you will. The book of Revelation has one word that is prominent throughout its pages, and that word is used in the very first verse and the very first chapter, and it is the word angel. Look again at chapter 1 of the book of Revelation and verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. Angel, or the plural angels, the most used word in the book of Revelation. It is used some 81 times. Here in chapter 1, it also mentions that the seven stars that we saw in his right hand, chapter 1, verse 16, are the seven angels of the seven churches. That's chapter 1, verse 20. In chapters 2 and 3, the letter to each of the churches is given to and unto the church at Ephesus, unto the angel of that church. Chapter 2 and verse 1. Chapter 2 and verse 8, unto the angel of the church at Smyrna. Chapter 2 and verse 12, and unto the angel of the church at Pergamos. Chapter 2 and verse 18, unto the angel of the church at Thyatira. Chapter 3, verse 1, unto the angel of the church at Sardis. Chapter 3 and verse 7, unto the angel of the church at Philadelphia. Verse 14, unto the angel of the church of Laodicea. And so we see angels were prevalent in the time of the church age, even at the time when John wrote the book in 95 AD. Angels were very, very important in the first coming of Jesus Christ. The other day I stood at the location where Jesus Christ, and we've authenticated this by a study of the Word of God, that the location where Jesus Christ was actually born. It was not in the little village of Bethlehem, but in the town borders of the city of Bethlehem, actually in the shepherd's fields, in a place called Migdal Adar, which was a two-story stone tower in the fields where the chief shepherd of the priestly shepherds there in the shepherd's fields would watch over the flocks, because those sheep there that were born in those fields were only 3 miles away from the temple, and they were destined to go to the temple to be the sacrificial lambs offered at the temple. And so the shepherd's fields were the holding pen for the sacrificial lambs. Do you hear what I just said? Shepherd's fields were the holding pen for the sacrificial lamb. And Jesus was born in those fields in this two-story stone tower called Migdal Adar, Micah chapter 4 and verse 8. But I stood at that spot, and I started to allow my mind to imagine what it must have been like that night. I looked up in the clear sky, as high as I could see. If I'd have been there that night, there would have been angels. Across the horizon, my peripheral vision would have shown me angels. Angels played a key role in the first coming of Jesus Christ. Evil angel living in a human body is referred to as a demon. A demon is an evil angel in a human body. Jesus went throughout the Galilee casting out demons in people that were there wanting to come and serve him. When Jesus Christ was at the time of temptation there in the wilderness, angels came to minister to him. In the Garden of Gethsemane, angels came to minister to him. He told Peter, after he cut off the ear of the high priest, I could call 12 legions of angels. We're talking about 72,000 angels. He could have called just like that if he needed to. Angels were key players in the time of Christ, and then as they move into the church age, you see that angels are addressed at each of the churches. Now, the word is angelos, is the Greek word meaning angel, sometimes translated as messenger, but mass majority of the time is angels. So there were angels in those churches. When you come over into chapter 4, you see that there are angels in the throne room. I call these the throne room angels. There are seraphim angels, as revealed to us in Isaiah chapter 6. There are cherubim angels that are introduced to us in Ezekiel chapter 1. But here in chapter 4 of the book of Revelation, the four angels that he saw singing holy, holy, holy 24/7 are the throne room angels, because they're a combination of the description given to the other two types of angels. When you move into the seal judgments, Jesus Christ delivers those judgments. But when you go to chapter 8 just a moment, and you start to see unfolding the trumpet judgments, which would be in the second half of the tribulation period. Verse 7, and the first angel sounded. And then in verse 8, and the second angel. And so angels deliver these trumpet judgments that take place at the second half of the tribulation period. When you go into chapters 9 and 11, you'll continue to see the trumpet judgments, angels delivering this. Let me just show you also what happens at the midway point of the tribulation. In verse 12, there's going to be a battle in the heavenlies between the good angels and the evil angels. The good angels led by Michael the archangel and the evil angels led by Satan. We'll come back and look at that. Back in chapter 9, there's going to be a 200 million person or creatured angel attack upon the earth. And we'll look at that momentarily. Come to chapter 16 of the book of Revelation. You see that angels deliver these vial judgments. Verse 12, and the first angel went out and poured out his vial upon the earth. And then the third angel, the second angel, the fourth angel, fifth, sixth, and seventh, these angels are delivering what is going to happen. When you go over to chapter 20, you see that an angel is delegated the responsibility to bind Satan for 1,000 years. Under the authority of the Lord, he binds Satan for that 1,000-year period of time. When we move into the area of the New Jerusalem, when we see the description of the New Jerusalem, there will be angels at each of the 12 gates that enter the New Jerusalem, chapter 21 and verse 12. So angels play a key role, as they did in the first coming and the second coming of Jesus Christ. Now, there are other areas in Revelation that I could point to that angels are playing this key role, but we'll not take the time to do that. Go back to the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, and let's just think about angels for a few moments. Additional operations of angels during this time. Angels play a key role in your life today. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 14, it says this, are they not, he's referring to angels here, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? And that would be us, all of us, heirs of salvation, one who are going to receive Christ as Lord and Savior. Angels are going to minister to us, and they're designated for that responsibility to minister to us. Look at Matthew 18 just a moment. Matthew 18 lays out exactly one aspect of the angelic activities that are taking place today. Chapter 18 and verse 10. He's talking about the little children, and Jesus said, allow the children, the little children to come unto me. Now look at verse 10. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. These are what we would refer to as guardian angels. It's referring here to the little children that they have guardian angels, and then each of these angels will stand before God the Father in the heavenlies on a daily basis to respond to him for their responsibility of watching over the children. Of course, I said that we have four children, we have eight grandchildren, we have two great-grandchildren. Had it not been for guardian angels, all those kids would have been dead by now. You know that as well with your own children. I can give you a testimony after testimony how our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, Judy and myself have been kept from harm's way by guardian angels dispatched out of the heavenlies to protect us. Guardian angels. Many, many stories. I'll never forget the death of Judy's mom. She was in her early 90s when she died. We all were standing there at the hospital. We thought that she had passed into eternity. We weren't quite sure. All of a sudden, a precious little black lady who had a nurse's outfit on walked into the room. She looked at Judy's mom. She looked at us and she said, "She's not there. She's gone home." And then she disappeared. We asked to see that little nurse again. They didn't know of any little nurse that worked at the hospital like that. And so, you know, we believe that it was an angel sent to give us assurance. Angels. And there are many, many stories, but angels are real. Angels are in this room right now. Go to chapter 11 of the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, it's talking about the church services, talking about communion at a church service. And in the context, in verse 10, it says, "For this cause ought the women to have power on their head because of the angels." Angels come to places like this to learn wisdom. They're learning wisdom from the body that is here in this room as they try to conform to the image of the Lord as found in God's word. Angels are participating in the activities here. They're unseen spirits. You can't see them, but there are angels in this room right now. Angels are fellow servants of ours. Go to the book of Revelation, chapter 22. Revelation, chapter 22. Angels are fellow servants of ours today. Very interesting. Look at verse 8. Revelation 22, verse 8. Remember in chapter 1, verse 1, the Lord delegated, Jesus Christ delegated an angel to give the message to John the Revelator. He concludes, he's at the conclusion of his giving of the book of Revelation here in chapter 22 and verse 8. "And I, John, saw the things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things." John is now going to start to worship the angel, but look at what the angel says. "Then saith he unto me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant." I am thy fellow servant. Angels come alongside of us to minister with us in different ways that we can really not understand, but angelic help is available to us, fellow servants with us.
That is exciting to me. Angels are fellow servants with us as we serve the Lord. As we have learned in this study, angels play a major role in our lives, and they will play a key role in the second coming of Jesus Christ back to the earth. On the broadcast next week, we'll see how this all plays out in the future. This is indeed a must study for Christians today. Please join us next week as we continue our study on angels. Right now, here's Jay to tell you how you can get your copy of this week's study.
Thank you, Jimmy. We'll definitely be looking forward to next week's study. By the way, if you're interested in purchasing your copy of this week's study, you can visit our website at prophecytoday.com. We trust that you have enjoyed this time in God's prophetic word and that Jimmy's teaching has been beneficial for you. Once again, to get a copy of today's broadcast, visit our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. until...